Today here on the Roto Report, we ask the simple question, how good is Kyrie Irving of the Cleveland Cavaliers? We're going to look at the positives, the negatives, and where exactly does he fit in to the NBA landscape of superstar players, all-star players, and does he have the potential to lead the Cavaliers to an NBA championship? Again, how good is Kyrie Irving? Well, he was good enough to be the number one overall pick in the NBA draft in 2011. That was the right choice by the Cavaliers. When you go back and you look at that draft, he was the best player available. The Cavaliers made the right pick. In 2012, he was the Rookie of the Year, and he was also the MVP of the Rookie Challenge Game. So off to a good start in his first year in the league. In 2013, his second year, he was named as an All-Star Reserve, and he wins the three-point shootout. So he's a three-point champion and an All-Star in year number two. And now in year number three, he has been selected by the fans as an All-Star starter for the Eastern Conference. Now, his numbers this year, pretty good numbers individually when you look at them. Over 21 points per game. His assists are up over 6 assists per contest. 3 rebounds. Not bad numbers. And you could say those are All-Star caliber numbers, but let's not kid ourselves. Part of getting into the All-Star game, besides being a very good player with big numbers, is popularity. And Kyrie Irving is a popular player throughout the country, and part of that is due to his Uncle Drew commercial with Pepsi Max. That campaign has developed, and it was a unique situation for Kyrie as he created that himself, and it helped build his brand, as he likes to say, and got his face out there, his name out there. Couple that with what he's able to do with the basketball. He's kind of like Curly Neal dribbling the basketball, the Globetrotters, yo-yo on his hand, and he's putting up decent numbers. And when you combine all that, the fans voted him in as an All-Star starter this season. The question is Kyrie Irving more than just an All-Star? Is Kyrie Irving a superstar? When we think of superstars, who do we think of? We think of LeBron James, Kevin Durant, Kobe Bryant, Tim Duncan, Dwayne Wade, Dirk Nowitzki. Those are the superstars in this league. Is Kyrie Irving at their level yet? No, he's not. Is he an All-Star? Yes. When you look at his numbers, what he's accomplished so far in 2.5 years, this is year number 3 for Kyrie Irving. Is he an All-Star? Without question, he's an All-Star, and it's great for the city of Cleveland and good for Kyrie to come in with the pressures of being a number one pick like that and at least play at an All-Star level. But is he a superstar yet? No, he is not a superstar at this level. Superstars make everybody else around them better. I go back to an interview I did, 5, 6 years ago with Oscar Robertson. And I asked Oscar Robertson, I said, what advice would you give LeBron James in order to make him a better player? And he told me this. He said, LeBron needs to help the worst player on the team get in the game. Help him score. In other words, make everybody on your roster better. Does Kyrie Irving make everybody on this roster better for the Cavaliers? It's not a great roster. Let's be honest. They're 16-27 for a number of reasons, and one of the reasons is Chris Grant hasn't done a great job in putting talent around Kyrie Irving. So I'm not putting all of this on Kyrie Irving, but the players that are on this roster, ask yourself this question about Kyrie Irving. Is he making them better players? Is he making Dion Waiters a better player? Is he making Anderson Varejão a better player? That's the one guy on this team when you look at it, right? You say to yourself, those two, yeah, they have kind of a chemistry thing going on. They seem to play well together. Tristan Thompson, Kyrie and Tristan are working a little bit better together this year. But when you look at the overall roster, is Kyrie making everybody else better? No. The answer is simply no for a number of reasons. Offensively, he dribbles the ball way too much. It's too much. He's kind of like Allen, me, myself, and Iverson. Remember that nickname we put on him? Because Allen was always worried about scoring for himself and putting up big numbers, and he didn't understand maybe till later in his career when it was too late that he needed to make everybody else around him better. He did get to 1 NBA Finals, to his credit, so kudos to AI for that. But he didn't make everybody else around him better on a consistent basis. And Kyrie, you see similar stuff with him in dribbling too much and being that score first point guard, having that mentality. What I liked about the other night's win over Milwaukee, granted Milwaukee sucks, they're terrible, but Kyrie, 10 points, 10 assists, and he played better defense against Brandon Knight. He did. He did a nice job of keeping him in front of him, and that's where, to me, Kyrie's biggest downfall is, and what will keep him from becoming a superstar is his defense. He doesn't play any. It's as if, you know what, I've never had to play defense my entire life, high school, AAU, at Duke for a short period of time, and in the NBA, there's a 24-second shot clock, I'll outscore you, and that'll be fine, that'll get me by. Well, it's not going to get him by if he wants to be a true superstar in this league. LeBron really elevated his game when Mike Brown got a hold of him, and he understood the defensive side of the basketball. And LeBron, you can ask him this. I don't want to put words in his mouth, but I'm willing to bet that LeBron will give credit to Mike Brown for him becoming a better defensive player. And that's what Kyrie Irving needs to do if he wants to become a superstar in this league. He's got to play the game at both ends. It can't just be about scoring dazzling, shake and bake, breaking ankles, layups, and getting his 21 points per game. That's not enough to become a superstar in this league. He's got to do it at both ends. He's got to play defense. He can't allow opposing point guards to go for season highs and career highs. There's a great article out by Jason Lloyd from the Akron Beacon Journal on Kyrie Irving. It's entitled Kyrie Irving's Accolades Outnumber His Successes, and we kind of think alike along those lines. And Jason breaks down how all these average point guards, when they go up against Kyrie, their averages increase dramatically. Why? Because they know that Kyrie's not going to guard them, that he's willing to trade baskets with them and just kind of outscore them as opposed to actually playing defense against them. So guys come in, DJ Augustine comes in, like Jason says, and realizes, you know what? I can score on this guy anytime. I can take him off the dribble. I'm going to get mine because he's not going to guard me. That mentality has to change for Kyrie Irving if he wants to elevate his game and become a true team player and a true superstar in this league. Scoring and playing defense. Now, does he need help? Yes. Nice trade by the Cavaliers to bring in Luol Deng, and I'm really hoping that whether he plays just for the rest of this year or he signs an extended contract with the Cavaliers and stays on, that Luol Deng will rub off on Kyrie Irving defensively. Luol has made a name for himself in this league as a complete player, a hard worker at both ends of the floor. I'm hoping Luol's not afraid to step up just because Kyrie's an all-star now, an all-star starter, and while Luol Deng has made the all-star game a couple of times, he's never been a starter, he has more experience in this league, and I think has the right to take Kyrie aside and say, hey, look, you're good, kid, but do you want to be great? Do you really want to be good? Do you want to be at that level with KD and LBJ and the Black Mamba? If you do, you need to show A, better leadership, and B, you got to play defense. And if you play defense, everybody else will play defense. So hopefully Luol Deng will have that type of an effect on Kyrie Irving. And Kyrie, I guess you could call it tough love. He needs some tough love. He's been told how great he is his entire career. AAU kids are spoiled. They're told how great they are. They're recruited like crazy. He goes to Duke. It would have been great, I think, for him to play a full season under Coach K. He only played 11 games. But still, you go there and you're told how great you are. You're the number one pick, right? You got your Uncle Drew campaign going. You're an all-star starter and all. It seems to just be coming so easy to Kyrie Irving that maybe he needs a little tough love. Maybe he needs to be pulled aside and told, hey, even though you're invited to the USA basketball tryouts, even though you're an all-star starter, three-point champion, you're still not at the level where a lot of people expect you to be. Isaiah Thomas was interviewed recently by, I believe it was Mary Schmidt Boyer from The Plain Dealer, another good article on Kyrie Irving. And Isaiah Thomas thinks that Kyrie Irving can be that little man that leads a team to an NBA championship. And I think Isaiah's going based on his experience of doing it himself, because the two are compared as diminutive point guards with a great handle and the ability to score. But the one difference, I think, with Isaiah and Kyrie is the players that Isaiah had around him, he had some defensive presences around him. He really did. When you think back to the bad boy teams that won two NBA championships, and yes, Isaiah was the all-star leader on that team, but he wasn't the defensive leader. He could get away with only worrying about scoring because he had Joe Dumars to lock down the other team's best scorer in the backcourt. He had Dennis Rodman to lock down the best team's other scorer in the front court. So he didn't have to worry as much about defense. On this Cavaliers team, there isn't a Joe Dumars. There isn't a Dennis Rodman. And so Kyrie, whether he wants to or not, is going to have to develop a tougher mentality defensively and become more of a defensive player, and also hope that Chris Grant and Mike Brown, as well as the owner Dan Gilbert, finally put some better pieces around him. But for now, Kyrie's the face of the team. And in order for this team to get better and make the playoffs in the third year, like LeBron's team did in his third year, like Kevin Durant's team did in his third year, Kyrie's going to have to realize after the All-Star break, well, why wait? Start now. Realize right now that in order for this team to win, it's going to have to be at both ends of the floor. It's great to hear him talk about that, and we have heard him talk about that in post-game press conferences, but I don't see it consistently on the floor where he's saying, hey, Coach Brown's system, defense, we got to play defense. If we play defense, it'll give us a chance to win every night. It's great to hear that, but I need to see that more on a consistent basis on the floor by Kyrie Irving. I'm happy that the Cavaliers have Kyrie Irving. No question about that. He was the right pick, and he has a lot of potential, but he's not a superstar yet. He may think he's in that same level as LeBron and KD, Kobe and D-Wade and all those guys because of all the accolades he's getting, but he's not close to being at their level. He needs to realize that and work harder than he is already. And like Oscar Robertson told me, help the worst player on the team get in the game. Make Henry Sims a better player. Make Matthew Dellavedova a better player. Make Earl Clark a better player. Play defense at both ends of the floor. Do it night in and night out. And the other thing about Kyrie that, you know, we still don't know is, can his body withstand the punishment of playing an 82-game schedule? Knock on wood, right now he's on pace maybe to play the most games in his NBA career this season. Let's hope that continues, but let's also hope that this continues, that his development just isn't on the offensive side of the ball, that he starts to develop as a better defensive player, plays both ends of the floor and becomes tougher mentally and becomes a better leader so he can eventually become one of the superstars in this league, because right now he's not. He's just an all-star. That's not too bad, but I think Cavalier fans are expecting more from Kyrie Irving than just being an all-star. They expect him to be a superstar who can lead them to an NBA championship.